The music that I loved listening to when I grew up was Cole Porter, big band era style music. I was really fascinated with especially Cole Porter because he wrote his music and his lyrics. And it was dance and it was big band swing music, but it had really clever melodies and very clever lyrics. And there's a few like social comments in there. It talks a lot about like sexuality of the time, but it was always done quite cleverly. It never pulled a punch. Nothing ever dirty necessarily. That's one of the things that made me really want to start writing songs. And as I started finishing This Way, I started playing around with this song, The New Wild West, where I take a really, like, just a protest song, a folk song. It's in 6/8. It had 6 minutes long, and it doesn't have a chorus, I don't think. Very lyrical. And I put it to, like, a really modern programmed track. And I just loved the juxtaposition of it. To me, it reminded me of what I loved about Cole Porter music. You could dance and move to it, and it was really modern. But I took a really kind of old-style lyric against this modern sound, and it really started to fascinate me, and I really started to do a lot of dance remixes. And as I got into doing my next record, that sort of carried over, especially because we were headed into war at that time. It was just the beginning of the war. And I was just tired of worrying. I was tired of stressing. I was tired of everything brought me down, and I wanted to make a record that you could really have fun in. I just imagine the dance halls crowded in the 40s during the wars, and people packed in because they just want to have fun and they want to explore their sexuality. But I didn't want to dumb it down at all. And so I thought back to those Cole Porter records, and I tried to make a really smart, savvy, deep dance record, basically. With great pop melodies, really great catchy melodies. And to me, that's a compliment, a pop melody. That's what Cole Porter did or the Beatles did. To put really great, clever lyrics, I even like would take some songs and use Tin Pan Alley rhyme schemes and put those against really modern tracks. So for me, it was really fun. Plus, I love irony. I like to layer the irony of a sound against a lyric. You know, maybe people don't always go that deep into the song, but if you want to, you can, and I think that's fun. So if you hear the record over and over, it'll take you somewhere else.